Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Tyler Bruner on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with CEO of The Well, Jason Henry, about their expansion into the Fairfield community and how they are serving others during the COVID-19 pandemic.
What is sort of the purpose that The Well serves?
Yeah, we are a ministry that focuses on poverty needs in a community. So often people think of poverty as money, but I'll tell you, it is way more than that. Somebody that's dealing with a poverty issue typically has a couple of other things they may be dealing with. Could be addiction, could be generational issues, could be lack of employment, could be mental health. It could just be a number of different things. So we want to walk with people in the struggles that they have to really help them find some level of stability in their life.
Of course, you talk about expanding into the Fairfield area. So why don't you kind of talk to me about the plans for a new building over in Fairfield?
Yeah. So, you know, people will look at us in Fairfield and say, how in the world did you ever end up in Fairfield? Our headquarters today is about an hour away. And we have actually been working with a team down there called Cornerstone Community Wealth. I have had a relationship with Carol, who leads the efforts there, and their board really for about 5 years now. They have been working hard at trying to establish ministry there in Fairfield to support similar needs that we do as an organization. And about a year ago, they approached me and said, hey, would you guys consider coming over here and putting your organization here, and we will just get absorbed up into you? We are a relatively large organization in terms of resources we provide and services we provide to a community. We pulled a team together, we scoped it out, and decided to put a well in Fairfield. So we have purchased a property over there. It is on Main Street over by the hospital. It's about a 23,000 square foot property, and we are going to put our services in it. So you might ask, what are our services? We certainly provide services that are direct facing to the people we serve. So it could be programming around addiction. It is our resource center where we're meeting with people and trying to understand needs. There's lots of different programs and resources that we provide. So those things will take place on the ministry side of what we do. And then we will also put a thrift store in that location as well, so a retail store. We certainly believe in leveraging things like business to help fund what we do from a ministry standpoint. So the thrift store is a big piece of who we are as an organization and really how we step forward.
Now, is this going to be a building that's going to have to be constructed with a timeline and everything, or what's kind of the idea behind this?
Yeah, so the building is already there. We purchased, the building was formerly the Foursquare Community Church. So we purchased that building. We do have some renovation work that we are doing to it. So, you know, I can't give you exact timing right now, but I would say hopefully late this fall we will have our retail operations going, and then really maybe by the after the first of the year we will start providing some of our ministry services there.
How will the addition of the staff from the Cornerstone Community Well help your organization, The Well, achieve more this year?
Yeah, and it's really, let me just kind of clarify that. It's not the staff that comes over. They are primarily a volunteer-run organization, so it's not like you're picking up a new business and acquiring it or anything like that. Now, we certainly hope the volunteers that have been part of Cornerstone become part of The Well. We'd love to have that. We need volunteers to help run our organization as much as we need staff to help run it. So what they bring is they bring a knowledge of the community. They know the community of Fairfield. They have been serving there for 5 years now. They have contacts with people that they're serving. They have contacts with other social service agencies. So there are so many things that they have learned and done over the last 5 years that now will become part of our knowledge base and our learning.
This pandemic has just been so unfortunate for some families. Some have lost their jobs, and of course that leads to a heightened sense of stress, anxiety, depression even. Or have you guys seen more individuals coming in during the pandemic, and how have you guys helped those individuals through these tough times?
Yeah, you know, I think like most organizations that have gone through this in the last handful of months here, we didn't know what to expect. This is just as new for us as it is for anybody else. Now, we certainly serve folks that are dealing with different sorts of poverty in their lives. So things like employment, things like that become extremely, extremely critical. And when there's volatility in those areas, we usually see an increase in our traffic. Through the months of as we have gone through this, this year at both of our locations, we have seen a 30 to 40% increase in traffic. And what I'm going to say is interesting about the traffic increase we have seen is it's probably more along the lines of, I just need out. I need mental health support. I've been cooped up because of this pandemic. I need people. I need relationship. I need connectedness. So we're seeing a lot of people that they just want fellowship. They want to be heard. They want to be listened to. They want connection. It's really a beautiful thing to see how our team works with the people that they serve.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with CEO of The Well, Jason Henry. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Tyler Bruner with KCII News.